as we saw what the president was saying yesterday, and Christopher, I'll get into the debate a little bit more. You alluded to this as well. The CTIA, the Wireless Association, the lobbying group for the industry, said in a statement that they are just as committed as the president to expanding broadband, but they criticize his approach. And I'm just going to read from the association's president, Meredith Atwell Baker. This is a statement that says the president's focus on using taxpayer money to compete with commercial providers, which are pouring billions in private capital every year into U.S. broadband infrastructure and jobs, is the wrong path forward. There were a couple sections to that sentence, but isn't that a valid point, that the idea of using public money to create competition against private sector and a sector that is using its own private money to build infrastructure, that would be a bad thing long term?
Well, I think I want to start with a brief anecdote, which is the mayor of Lafayette, Louisiana, and as ardent a Republican as you'll ever find, someone who ran multiple businesses on his own before going into being mayor and then building an incredibly fast fiber optic network for his city, said, you know, I'm from the private sector. I know the private sector. The telephone and cable companies are not the private sector. These are companies that have depended on government handouts for years, decades in some cases, government-enforced monopolies until we decided to toss out that policy approach. There's no clean hands here that's not using taxpayer dollars. And I argue, I believe very accurately, that municipal approaches and co-ops are the wisest use of taxpayer dollars. And in fact, when it comes to municipalities, it's actually the least use of taxpayer dollars, because the city of Windham didn't just spend a bunch of taxpayer dollars on their network. They actually went out and got a bunch of private money from private investors that were then paid back by the revenues from the network. Now, in the case of Windham, they did invest a little bit of money of their own over the years to make sure the network succeeded, and that resulted in hundreds of jobs. And when you calculate the amount of tax dollars used per job, it's far less public money to create a job in Windham than it was in the Job Z program across Minnesota. So, you know, when it comes down, I hear these questions about taxpayer dollars. There's no one who's not using taxpayer dollars, or the government is not getting involved in some way. So for this woman, Meredith Baker, who, just to, so people are aware, is a lobbyist for the telephone industry, for the wireless industry, previously was an FCC commissioner, voted for the Comcast merger with NBC, and left, I think, 6 weeks or 8 weeks later to work for Comcast. Now she's working for another industry that she formerly regulated. In many ways, this is why my organization doesn't trust Washington, D.C., and many of the statements coming out of it. It's rare to see me cheerleading a statement from the President of the United States, and that's why I think yesterday was such a rare experience for me to see D.C. getting it right. I think many cases we need to trust our local governments more than the federal government on these matters.